He was disgusting. You don't know what these bath salts are telling you to do.
Most of the Olafs in that particular target are getting fucked at some point. It's...
Ben Affleck, who can get it forever and ever and ever.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode 292 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of what we do here. If you would like to reach out, please do email mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. If you would like to call us, 949-464-TBLS, 8257, pretty sure. Also, we have a Facebook page, The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you're hearing this. Last week, I forgot to make a web aspect. So, you know, I make the show and I put it on the internet, and that puts it out to all of the places that you download shows. But I also just like, as so there's a presence to share, I put it on a blog page. And it's surprising the number of people that listen to it on the actual website. Do you do that with every podcast? Where you go to the website of the podcast? Because I use Apple Podcasts. I'm an Apple guy. But every phone has a thing. And even somebody I knew texted me and they're like, hey, it's... my days are all screwed up. I thought it was Wednesday. Where's the show? And I was like, oh, it's there. And they're like, oh, I went to the website. The website? I just thought that was just like a courtesy, but apparently not. So, I mean, I eventually did put it up on the website just a little late. It just slipped my mind. I've been busy during the week with the day job and whatnot. So I just got a little behind, just didn't even think of it. I fucked up. And I didn't realize how many of you people just know, like you set a reminder or something where you're like, it's Wednesday. I need to go. I have theballerlifestyle.com bookmarked so I can go there and listen to a podcast. That's fucking amazing. And I have so much respect and love for you guys for that. So do that. So if you don't listen to it on the website, you listen to it on some type of aggregator of podcasts on that place, go there and give the show as many stars as possible in a review, and then also write a review and write a very glowing review about the girthiness of this podcast. And of course our Patreon page, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. I saw a thing, I got an email from Patreon where they're like, and I think, well, where they're like, host chats with your listeners on Patreon. And I would do that. I would 100% do that. I would schedule a time. I would pour myself a whiskey and I would answer questions. But have you heard of it? I mean, we only have like, I mean, not only, we have 40 something amazing Patreon subscribers, despite the fact that we get many, many times more listeners than that every week. And I understand that's not the point, but I have that. I have severe imposter syndrome, and I feel like if we hosted a chat, no one would show up. It would just be like this right now. It would just be Ed Daly and myself talking to each other. Speaking of that, so think about it. Might do it, and also because like people are like, "Hey, let's have an event. Let's all meet up in Las Vegas or fucking St. Louis and get all together." And I'm like, nobody's gonna come to that. I appreciate that people think that this show has that kind of reach, and I wish it did. And if you guys did more rating and reviewing, eventually it would, but it's not there. So it's, you're not, I'm not getting on a plane to just have no one be there. Anyway, joining me now, as always, Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, dude?
I feel similarly, that I cannot imagine, that people would just show up for some event like that.
No chance. Maybe if you tied it to something.
Yeah.
That they also would be going to anyway.
But also, I would never want to do a weekend, like, I mean, you're essentially doing one of these cruises, themed cruises.
Yeah.
You know, like a weekend here. To me, I would want more for, I would not want a weekend built around whatever we have to offer.
No, it'd just be like one thing.
Yeah, like if you wanted us to be 90 minutes of a weekend.
Yeah.
But if the weekend is us, that would be horrifying. Horrible. I don't even enjoy those kind of weekends around myself.
Right. Like the 311 cruise. It's just like lots of 311 and 311 fans on a cruise.
My mouth is wrecked right now. I had a dentist appointment this morning. And
get you
I've had the same dentist for over 20 years.
Isn't she kind of hot?
Well, I think about a year ago, she added a new dentist to the practice. And she is very hot. And first of all, you know, when I heard her reference her husband, or something, like she's a youngish Indian chick. And she's beautiful. When she's talking about her husband, I got kind of unnecessarily bummed out that she was married. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's not like she's saving herself for me. I'm just not sure what was going on. But like, why am I disappointed? I should be happy for her. Anyway, in a reverse order, I guess, based on availability, the dentist came in, did a quick check through everything, and was like, all right, you look fine. Everything's good. And then I had the hygienist come after, which usually has never happened in my life.
Yeah.
But I guess it was a timing thing. And the hygienist, and it's just this particular hygienist.
She's a brute.
She's like Mangala. Like, I don't know what it was. I felt like Dustin Hoffman and Marathon Man with Max von Sydow, just like experimenting on my gums. I mean, what are you doing?
I haven't seen that movie.
He was a Nazi who fucks with his mouth without Novocaine.
Oh, Jesus.
Like pulls teeth.
Right.
It's a very painful scene to watch.
Yeah. And then happened to you.
Yeah. She just roughed me up. And I was thinking, like, and it's the same, you know, if you get one hygienist, everything's fine. You get this one.
Yeah. And she's rougher.
When she walked into the room, I was like, I did everything in my power to not just say, oh, fuck. Like when she walked in.
Is she like a big?
My teeth hurt right now.
Is she like a big German woman, like Helga type?
She's got some forearms, but no, she's. I'm not sure there's any white people here. Like I don't think there are any German here.
The thing is that she probably does a better job because a lot of times,
it's been a complete job.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah. A lot of times they'll baby it. The young, cute hygienist, she'll baby it. She doesn't want you to be mad at her. So she's not going down there and getting that fucking deep shit that gets in the gum. And that's what you got to get.
So, yeah.
I mean, give it to Helga. Yeah. You're in a little bit of pain. I bet your fucking teeth feel silky smooth. You run your tongue along there, you don't feel shit on those teeth.
They feel smooth, but they feel injured. Yeah, like I just try to have
that'll recover.
It hurt just eating chicken tonight. It was not great.
Yeah. No. I had a drinking weekend, my first drinking weekend in a month.
Yeah.
And so I basically did like a sober October situation, but I started in September. And
that's kind of how I did it. I did like a mid-August to mid-October. I did 50 days off.
That's amazing. And then now I'm going to reset and go into, and I was going to go to Thanksgiving, but I have a party the weekend before Thanksgiving. So that's
it's pretty much Thanksgiving now.
It pretty much is. The Thanksgiving week.
Right.
So I'll drink Thanksgiving. That's a good point because Thanksgiving's on Thursday and it's like Wednesday before Thanksgiving is probably one of the, I don't know, top one or two drinking days of the year.
Yeah, for sure. My whole thing is I've got a Halloween party with like kids and parents after trick or treating.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
do Thursday.
Yeah, why not? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
So I might do a little bit there, but yeah, I'm gonna try to aim for Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, nice reset. It feels good. It's once you get rolling, you know, it's like
it's not a problem once you get rolling.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, it could use a little more flavor to life. I enjoy having a drink.
I do too. As do I. The problem is I drink beer, and there's a reason they call it a beer belly, because beer makes you fat as fuck.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I like beer too.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So good. You know, I don't. I enjoy wine too, but it's too much.
I get a bad headache from wine.
It fucks up my sleep cycle.
Mm.
I can't, if I have any amount of wine, I can't sleep. And I love the whiskey, but I like to start with the beer and switch to the whiskey.
Yeah, I close out with whiskey.
Yeah, me too. It's the same routine. Same routine as me. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Let's pop in on some voicemails. I know I fucked these up last week. I don't know what happened. Sounded fine. I do know what happened.
Oh, they missed some good horse content.
Well, there's more. I don't know if we're tired of the horse content, but there's more.
I'm never tired.
Okay,
it's pretty good. I will never get tired of it.
But I did.
Hang on. And just the thought that this guy is just being recorded throughout his week. Oh, he doesn't even know.
My God. That is the best part. That's the best part of the whole thing. So yes, if you called last week and people couldn't hear, and I was telling all the people that were complaining about it on Twitter, you still got me. Like, what are you complaining about? I was there.
Yeah, and aren't like reaction videos popular on YouTube? That's essentially what you were getting. Yes. We were giving a reaction video. Yes.
We talked about everything that was happening. So if you called in last week and you didn't hear yourself, my apologies. I'll try to do better. I'll do my best to do better. But let's jump in. Let's see who called this week. Let's go to the voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. He's really suck.
Whoa, what?
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit.
Resurfacing briefly to send a very pedestrian voicemail a few weeks ago. And then disappearing back into the Memphis ether. Yes. Ish. My man. You were there. We were so happy to see you. And now you're gone. Okay. Let's check in with the voicemailers.
Ballers. It's Ben 906 here. I just was wondering, as a proud owner of Ed's book, Serial Snap Crackle Pop Culture.
Ooh.
I was wondering if we could get LSU Lala to actually read that book. I would like to fall asleep to that.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow. Maybe for it's a short book. Maybe for Patreon, we get LSU Lala to read. He does have a very nice voice. To read Ed's book and record it, and we'll put it on our Patreon page, and anybody that wants to get just to be soothed can listen to Ed's book. As read by LSU Lala. That's a fucking great idea.
That would be fun, except I would need him to correct a few things that the publisher fucked up, and I am still just perturbed by to this day.
What'd they fuck up?
It's not worth discussing, but yeah.
Like typos?
Like they contradicted, like, one joke I made. They said the opposite.
Oh, my fucking God. They ruined it.
And another time, they took out a joke, and they put in a kind of a insensitive one that I still cringe about that I didn't.
They just put it in themselves?
Yeah, he kind of he was trying to punch up a joke, and I wasn't coming from a position of strength.
Yeah.
And he punched way down.
Yeah. Oh, he punched down. I once wrote in an editorial, or an op-ed, I guess, for the Daily 49er. It must not be called that anymore, because prospectors are that's what do you call that? That's oppression. It's the thought of prospectors is oppressive. So now Long Beach State is called the Sharks. So I don't imagine that the paper could be called
it's not the 49, like the Daily Finn or something.
It must be, but also the 49 is just references the year the school was started, 1949.
1949?
Right, the Daily
Finn. New school.
Yeah, the Daily 49er. And then that's how they got.
I thought it was like the gold rush. No, 1949.
Well, that's how they came up with the prospector.
That's like the year Hawaii became a state.
Right. That's where the prospector came from. 1949, 1849. I mean, it wasn't like the most. We're not exactly in fucking gold country. Anyway, I don't know what the paper's called now, but I wrote it and I was like, you know, gonna submit it to, you know, for internships and stuff. And then when they printed it, it was completely fucking nonsensical. It sounded like somebody from another country just got off the boat.
Yakov Smirnov?
Yeah, and started writing shit. And I couldn't even believe they printed it like that. It was like my premise, but maybe they didn't sort of understand and they just like moved words around, and it was unintelligible, the entire thing. Awful. So I sort of know you. Thank you for that, Ben 906. Here's another voicemail. Looks like a familiar number.
Hey guys, first off, Rosario Dawson, big fan.
For those,
as am I, for sure.
For the uninitiated, this is LSU Lala, referenced in the previous call by Ben 906.
Big, big fan.
Huge fan.
But the question I have is, you're talking about the guy walking 351 miles, the pedophile.
Hold on. Let's reset. Last week, we told a story about a guy who got datelined. He got Chris Hansen'd.
Yeah, but he walked. He walked like
right.
What, nope. 100, 300?
Norm, da, 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 da. Norm, normally, normally when Chris Hansen somebody on To Catch a Predator,
have a seat.
They would pull up in like a 93 Geo Storm. You know,
didn't somebody have a seat? Chris Hansen, he got arrested for something.
Oh, yeah, he was kiting checks, not kiting checks, but he was. He had got some like promotional merchandise made, like
he was spending McDonald's bucks.
He got some promotional merchandise made to like promote himself.
Well, like people were buying like To Catch a Predator t-shirts.
Yeah, like mugs and t-shirts and stickers. I think he might have been going to like trade shows, or I'm not sure. He was pitching something maybe.
What would you think if you saw somebody wearing a To Catch a Predator t-shirt or hat?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be pretty good. And
don't talk to me until I've had my morning coffee out of a To Catch a Predator mug.
And then he bounced the check, and then they couldn't they were trying to collect from him. And he was like paying installments, and then right. He was not paying installments.
Sounds like a Drew Brees type.
I think he got it all cleared up because I saw on Twitter the Twitter user Clue Haywood spent, I believe it was $75 to get Chris Hansen to record a cameo. You know what a cameo is, Ed?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, to record a cameo video about our dear friend Telly Tuputz and his predilection for dating very young women.
Wow.
And it was very funny. So he's out there on Cameo getting money. And so he, just the fact that he's out there doing stuff, I assume he's cleared up his issues with the promotional item company that he may or may not have owed some money to. Okay, we'll continue.
How many miles would Cory Booker walk to avoid having sex with Rosario? I'm guessing it would be probably upwards of 500, but anyway, want to know what you guys thought.
It's a curious
relationship. It bums me out. I mean, I really, really hope that he's not living this lie, because it's just a bummer. Like, there's a candidate right next to him getting a higher percentage that is out. It's like, it's just a bummer that people still have to kind of hide who they are. And like, come on. We've got to be better than this.
Nobody cares, but
clearly some people care because we're still in this. But like, we got to be better. Everyone just, you know. If you have a problem with it, just understand you're an asshole, and then now you can't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people that
I don't
have a
think so, but
with it.
But like, there's still like, there are people who are a little too religious that into this.
Yeah.
They get it. They're like, you know, we'll quote by the Bible specifically says this. Like, you still see some of that bullshit. Not as many.
Yeah,
but there should be zero at this point.
What about where the Bible says that you, if you wear two kinds of fabric, then you, I'm required to, butcher a steer on your doorstep or something, because they don't adhere to that one.
And you're not allowed to shave, and don't you always have to walk around with a staff? I think that's one of the rules.
Oh, it is.
There was a writer one time who did the year of living biblically.
I remember that. Yeah, he had to cruise and the staff.
Yeah, and I remember he always had a staff. And I remember in an interview, I think that was one of the things it says, like, all men or fathers should have a staff to guide their family. It's some bullshit, but like, the guy had a long beard and a staff because he had to live biblically.
Just so itchy. I mean. I got the sweet mustache going, but anytime I go like 4 days without shaving, the face really starts to itch.
So I started with I did a Movember years ago.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed the freedom of not having to shave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I usually just will just donate $20, but November.
Buddy. Yeah.
I just pick November. Because I've done it in the past, it's a good time to just not give a shit, and I enjoy it.
Just grow it out.
Grow it out. So from Thursday, from Friday until after Thanksgiving, I will not shave. I enjoy it.
Interesting. I was discussing, I think, with somebody recently this whole Cory Booker situation before we move on, and I don't really get, because the assumption is that this is. Well, I mean, it's people seem to think or know that this is a relationship to benefit Corey's candidacy. What's in it for Rosario Dawson? Is it to elevate her profile as an activist?
I think, you know, any activism by her, it takes away from her overall profile. And the more famous you are, the more doors that are opened.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's becoming more famous by being with a guy who's, at 3% in the polls?
No, I can't be helping her.
She's in Zombieland, too. That's going to do better. Yeah, I saw it. It was, it was not as funny as the first one, but fun in the sense you just watch zombies getting killed in, a comedy setting.
Yeah.
I'm not into, Walking Dead.
No.
But I did like the first Zombieland.
I liked it too. Bill Murray.
I took my son to this one, and it was it was entertaining.
Woody was on Marc Maron, and is there a more just delightful guy out there?
He's great. He's always great in interviews, and he's great in everything he does.
He's such a great actor. He's just a fantastic performer.
Did you ever see that Messenger where he was nominated for an Oscar? That is a gut-wrenching. His job is to inform people that their loved ones died in Iraq or Afghanistan. Yeah. That's a brutal movie.
Yeah.
But he can do that, and he can do Zombieland. It can be Woody Boyd, one of the great sitcom characters of all time.
One of the best. He talked about how – on Marin, he talked about how at the end of Cheers, the suits came to him. And this is why the guy's awesome. And – they took him out to lunch and they're like,
they wanted to do a Joey show.
Yeah.
They're like that kind of thing.
We got this idea. What if Sam left, but Woody bought the bar and took over the bar, and it could be the Woody show or something. And Woody Harrelson's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's never going to work. Are you? That's embarrassing. I would never do that. No, I'm not doing that. And
oh, I love that.
So many people would take the money, but he's just a fucking real guy. He's the shit. Yeah. So I would definitely listen to that. Okay, a couple of emails here. You guys missed the best part about that guy who blamed the Braves' loss on them not distributing tomahawks. They did that after one of the players on the opposing team, who happened to be of Cherokee descent, said that he was offended by the chant. It amazes me to no end how many hoops my fellow Braves fans will jump through to cling to this, quote, tradition, despite the fact that it has run its course. Not that it would have been excusable otherwise, but considering the team hasn't won a playoff series since 2001, maybe it's time to put it to rest for good. Fuck these fans and fuck this racist chant. That is from Kevin near DC.
Oh, I agree. More. You know, I cheer for the Redskins. And I fully understand.
Yep.
My point has always been that, you know, people, it's unbelievably racist and insulting, but let's not kid ourselves. Our country has collectively decided we just don't give a shit about Native Americans.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of bullshit, but like, just change the fucking name.
Yeah. Just change the name.
But sometimes you read these columns by people who are like, oh, but what about the name? And the reality is, they don't give a shit about who it's insulting.
No.
That's my issue, that I, you know, people are,
they're doing it for the wrong reasons.
But they absolutely, it's just an absurd nickname. There should be no Indians, there should be no Braves, there should be no Redskins, of course.
And
some of these ones, they get buy-in. Like Illini, for some reason, like the Illini Wek Indian tribe.
Right.
They're like all proud of it, or Seminoles.
But isn't it different when it's just the actual name of a tribe, of a type, of a group of people? Is that still like racist?
I don't.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, who are these? It's one thing if it's an animal, but you're saying a mascot is like just a person. It's weird. It's weird to have a mascot that's a person.
What if it's a fucking prospector, a badass prospector?
Yeah,
he's all muscular. Got a cool hat. Well,
Prospector Pete. You know, but then again, it could be worse than racism. Could be something like the New Jersey or the Brooklyn Nets or the Phoenix Suns. Yeah. What? Suns? Miami Heat.
It's just a noun.
Miami Heat?
It's just Thunder? A thing.
Oklahoma City Thunder? Yeah. We were just talking about like weather occurrences. What?
Yeah.
Fuck's that?
What about the, and of course this is, if not the, one of the two or three most iconic franchises in sports history, but it's, the name has always struck me curious, the Los Angeles Lakers. You're from a, what's a Laker? You're from a place with a lot of lakes?
Because the people will love to point out, well, you know, they came from Minneapolis. Okay, but what is it? They were just like somebody who hangs out by the lakes?
They're not, they're not
like a gentleman of the piers,
right? Exactly, Lakers. Yeah, is it like guys that like to go ice fishing? The Lakers. Yeah.
What is that?
Pretty confusing. Okay, here's another one. Hey ballers, couple movie recs. Still sticking to North Shore or Rad? Lori Loughlin's in Rad, but here's a few more. The Great Outdoors, Lethal Weapon, Cocktail. I've never seen a few of these. I've never seen Cocktail. I've never seen Color of Money. Cocktail, I think, could easily be done. Color of Money, have not seen. Looks kind of boring. Iron Eagle.
No, it's actually pretty good. It's the sequel to The Hustler,
right? I've seen The Hustler.
Paul Newman. Paul Newman's the best. Yeah. So I don't know, but there are a lot of good ones there.
Yeah. And Iron Eagle. Iron Eagle's a classic. Used to watch that all the time as a kid.
Did I tell you the time that UBS brought in Lou Gossett Jr. to give us like a pep talk? And it was like, hang on a second. He's not really the drill sergeant. Yeah. Like he's not really Digstown or whatever the fuck that dude. Like he's not gonna talk us into like battle.
No, he's an actor.
Wow. Why don't you go ahead and quit mayonnaise? Like he's just a guy. He's an actor. Like what are you doing here, bud?
I
definitely passed on that pep talk. Like you know what? Like I don't need to stay later than I do at work so I can hear Lou Gossett talk to people and pretend he's a drill sergeant.
No, definitely not. But I would. There are certain people that are just fucking extremely motivating. Take for instance Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Like if he was going to be doing a talk, I'd be front and center, wanting to hear what that guy has to say.
I would say I think favorably about Lou Gossett,
sure,
but not enough that I need to spend extra time hearing him.
No, I totally agree. I'd skip that one too. That's like when there's an assembly at high school and everybody's walking towards the assembly and you just sneakily turn off down one of the halls and head somewhere else. Like that's what you do when Lou Gossett's doing a speech. Okay.
But I would say definitely like we should do North Shore and Rad like going into next summer.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like warm weather, like as we're heading into the fall, I wouldn't say, but North Shore could be
amazing one. That could be, okay. Those could be spring, summer movies. Let's maybe make a Google Doc of this. And I feel like Cocktail is, I've seen bits and pieces of Cocktail. Yeah.
It's a douche chilly kind of movie.
Yeah, he's a star bartender. Like
he's a star bartender. There's a lot of humor there, and you do get a very Elizabeth much in Shue. Her prime Elizabeth Shue. Wow.
Big fan. There's some good recos there. Here are this week's hits from the barn. Since we are all mature adults here, there will be three of us that will be dressing like jockeys for Halloween, and possibly one carrot. Have a great week. This is from Dave and Rancho San Clemente. Let's hear the barnyard this week. The problem is, like, these are recorded kind of low, so I have them cranked up. Obviously, they're not bringing the phone right up to the guy's face.
Hey, do you mind doing that again, buddy? Just do it. Just in this general direction.
Where they do the little cough thing and get them going. So I'll try to jack them up when I master the show at the end.
This is much better than last week.
Yeah, it's a little hard. So it's definitely like not a nervous, but like a subconscious reaction to someone else's cough. Because you can hear just a little, somebody does a little throat clear, and then this guy follows up with the horse noise. A couple more. The best part is that the throat clearers are clearly styling. These are juiced throat clears. This is not, they're obviously not organic throat clears. These people are doing this on purpose and it's
they're
obvious.
Doing good work. Yeah. They're doing good work.
It's great.
It's only bad if they get caught.
Yeah. It's even better if they get caught. Okay, one more.
Oh my God.
Okay. Thank you for that, Dave. Fantastic work. Appreciate everybody's submissions. We love all of you guys. Hope it sounds better this week than it did last week.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Okay, Ed, what is going on in the sports world? What's happening in sports? Well,
the serial killer state. We'll go to Ohio. Ohio cross-country most runner.
Most American presidents, most American serial killers, Ohio.
Right. It's very much America.
Yeah.
Well, a cross-country runner ran a personal best and then was disqualified because she was wearing a hijab.
It's a performance enhancer. Sorry.
Right. There's nothing that can make you go faster than putting on a hood.
Right. And having to keep fixing it the entire time you're running. I saw that. Of course, people are fucked. Go fuck yourself. Anybody that fucking was involved in this, go fuck yourself. Fuck you. It's fucking a human being wearing what they want to wear when they did ran a thing. I did see, and this is not the same, but that guy that broke the 2-hour marathon.
Oh, you know, I was so impressed when I read the headlines and then I saw it. Yeah. And look, no matter how you prop me up, I'm not breaking that. But it was such a sham, that thing.
Well, because he had pacers, right?
Right. They kept putting in pacers for him. Yeah. And it was on a closed set course where like all the conditions were perfect for him and they added pacers.
Oh, but was it a race?
It was a race just for him.
Like
it was a time trial. Like, hey, do you think we can break 2 hours with this marathon? If we, you know, technically it's the exact distance, but it was optimal.
It wasn't like on conditions. The road.
And then they just kept bringing in more pacers. You know, these guys who can haul ass for like 5 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
And that just kept him going. And it's, you know, it's impressive in that I couldn't even, you know, come close to doing something like that. But it's kind of bullshit. Like, other records are when, like, people run in a race.
I agree. I thought this happened in a race. I thought it was going to be like, don't tell me the name of the guy that ran the Roger Bannister.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I
read about it the other day and it was like, or, you know, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. And they're like, yeah, these pacers would come in and just bust their ass for 5 miles or 10 miles,
I would be okay with that if it was on the road in an actual race where he was racing other people.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the whole pacers thing is kind of,
I mean, it's like, dumb. But it's just, you still got to run that fast.
So you got to, you know, I don't know.
And also they said something about his shoes. Like his shoes were like not right. There's some special Nike shoes that give you a little extra
bounce. That type of shit I don't give a shit about.
That's stupid. I mean,
unless he's got flubber on the bottom of his shoes.
Yeah.
Like they're still shoes.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about the Sam McMurray version. I was talking about the Robin Williams version.
Of course you were. No question. Okay, what else?
In an interview, Steven Jackson confirmed, or seemed to confirm, that Tony Parker banged Brent Barry's ex-wife.
Mr. Jackson was not acting as a peacemaker. I like this Steven Jackson because he'll keep it real. He'll say
he's a character.
He is.
Captain Jack.
And if there's a rumor.
And, I mean. Yeah. Know the rumor out on the frogs.
Oh, these Frenchmen. They're Randy Frenchman. That's how I got my nickname.
Yeah, I mean, Pepe Le Pew wasn't made to be German or Japanese who's made to be French.
No, these French guys, they will fucking go after it. They're relentless. And broads eat it up. They love the French. They love it. They love the French.
He had Eva Longoria in her prime.
She was banging. He cheated on her.
He cheated because he's a Frenchman.
Eva Longoria is, do just a Google image of her sometime. She is so attractive. I feel like she does not get enough credit. Maybe by me.
I saw her in an interview like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And she was like a house. And I was like, man, she lost her fastball.
No, she got pregnant. And then pregnant.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But they didn't, maybe this was just after having a baby. She didn't have the an outright bump. Some women just balloon up.
Yeah.
And I just thought in my head, I guess she lost it. And then I saw her in an interview a month ago, and she was looking great.
Yeah, she's super hot. But these French guys, it's not, you can't even be mad at them. That's why French Prime Minister François Mitterrand was laying in state when he was being eulogized. His wife and mistress were both sitting there right in the front row, because in France, you can't get mad about that. They just need to fuck. They need to fuck, and they're just going to fuck. So you got to let them. That's all there is to it. What else?
Major League Baseball umpire Rob Drake. He was a little steamed about all this impeachment stuff, and he is prepared to shoot people in defense of Donald Trump. He tweeted some stuff out and then had to walk it back. He planned to buy an assault rifle because if you impeach, all caps, my president, this way, all caps, you will have another civil, C-I-V-A-L, war, hashtag MAGA 2020.
Oh, no. What? Why are we allowing umpires to have Twitters?
Yeah,
what's worse, this guy Rob Drake having a Twitter or Cowboy Joe West having a country album?
they did some research, and he's a birther.
Trump's a birther. He's following Trump.
And he also tweeted this almost a year ago to the date, October 24th, 2018. So just a few days ago, a year ago, he just sent a message at Hillary Clinton. What really happened at hashtag Benghazi? Fucking liar. He didn't send this years ago. He sent it 1 year ago.
Well,
after his guy had been president for 2 years.
Right. Yeah. He wants some answers. I don't imagine who follows an umpire on Twitter.
I mean, that's the people who are excited to hear Mike Pereira interrupt the football game with his referee takes.
Well, I mean, at least that's part of his job.
No. I don't want to hear one fucking referee tell me, well, this is a no overturn league. Yeah. We don't, The call on the field is just not enough to overturn it. Thanks. Well, thanks for wasting the last 90 seconds, fuckface. Wouldn't care.
The best was that guy, Mike Carey, when they tried to – CBS tried to copy and then got referee Mike Carey to do it. And he was
wrong every time.
Wrong every single time. He never got one right.
But Pereira's a real windbag too. They're all terrible. It's like – we see in slow motion, we can see that's a hold or that's not a hold. That's interference or it's not interference. And then they just ask the ref, and the ref's like, well, they did call interference.
Whoa,
it's going to be a lot to overturn it. Like, it's just the same shit over and
over
again.
I mean, sometimes there is that, like, football move situation, and they're like, is the ball moving? And, like, at least
– ball came out before that knee was down. Oh, thanks, Pereira.
At least
– thanks for enlightening us.
He has an expertise there. It's not like I throw on Fox News. Fox News is always on at my gym. Here's what's going on. I go to a low-end gym now. I used to go to a high-end gym, and I was always waiting for equipment and shit. And guys were always talking to me in the steam room. And then I was like, fuck this. It's too expensive. So now I go to the Y. And I go to the Y, and I have my headphones on the whole time, but there's three TVs in there. And usually there's some type of game on one, and then there's Fox News on the other. And there's usually a couple white guys just staring at Fox News. And it's never occurred to me that, like, when they're talking about something on Fox News, and from what I have my headphones on, but usually it, from what I can tell, it's like, these black people want rights. Can you believe it? Like, it's like, that's like the vibe I get from it. And so, but I don't really know what they're talking about, but it never occurred to me to go, fuck, I wonder what Laz Diaz thinks about this.
Like, I wonder what umpire Rob Drake thinks of this.
Right. I never even heard of Rob Drake. I wonder what Doug Eddings. I wonder if Doug Eddings has an opinion on, like, who gives a fuck?
I'd rather know what Doug Henning, the dead magician, thinks about.
Is Doug Henning's dead, right?
He's been dead for 25 years.
Oh, yeah, I assume so. Well, fuck Rob Drake and fuck knowing any umpires' names. Let's get the robots going. Let's get the automatic strike zone.
I think it was Sour Grapes, because I think the results of every game have been to the team that deserved to win. But there were some really awful calls, balls and strikes against the Nats the other night. They got pounded. I think they lost,
bad balls and strikes. I mean,
but, like,
there is
bad balls and strikes. We have the technology right now.
Yeah, balls and strikes. And also, we're so far beyond. So I just see now that they're trying in the NBA. Challenges where they want to challenge, was that in or out of bed? Did it go off my guy or their guy? Fuck all challenges, all replays. It's awful in baseball. It's fucking worse in basketball. Football is unwatchable. It is so fucking slow and boring, and so many timeouts and so many commercials and so many fucking penalties. And then half the penalties get challenged.
And I've told you, my younger son is really into soccer. Yeah. And so he'll watch some of those Premier League games on, like, Saturday mornings.
EPL.
And they've added VAR, the video assisted replay or whatever it is. And it's the same shit. Like, it takes 3 minutes in the middle of the game, and then it's never really clear if they're making the right call or wrong call. They just video replay just slows everything down. It's
totally
terrible.
Totally agree. Speaking of that, the Rugby World Cup is going on right now, and the All Blacks went down. I was very concerned because England was looking tough, and their defense is just fucking unreal, and they took out my All Blacks this weekend. So we have a final of two, I mean, true powerhouses of the game. England, I think, has won at least one World Cup. Versus South Africa, which I believe has won two World Cups. So
they won the famous one from that. Was it Invictus, that movie?
Yes, with Matt Damon doing an accent. Also, I think England is the tougher team, and I think they're going to win. But
that's what I saw. Remember, I saw the warm up this summer, England Wales.
That's right,
at Twickenham. It was great.
Twickenham.
So many beers served in that stadium.
South Africa has a guy, because, you know, a lot of these rugby guys are huge, but they also have the guys that can really run, but everybody's, like, jacked. South Africa has a guy that looks like he's about 5'1". He is, like...
Is he, like, a rabbit, or is he, like, wide, too?
He's also, like, he's stocky, but he's...
They're all... Okay, you can't be a twig, and that's...
Right, but you also, like, at 5'1", you can only be so big. Like, he's so short and little. It's jarring to see him on the field. Anyway, that's coming up this weekend. I was just rebound about the All Blacks. What else is going on?
Yeah, I like the All Blacks. However, yeah. and we hung out with some All Blacks. Yeah. My friend and I at the London Olympics. It was pretty fun.
They like to have a good time.
And they were great. They were good dudes. They actually seemed pretty regular.
Yeah.
Considering they're fucking behemoths.
Right.
Let's stay with baseball. Two women received lifetime bans from Major League Baseball for flashing Gerrit Cole at the World Series during his windup. And it didn't seem to bother Cole, and it really was a good sight.
So I actually follow one of those chicks on Instagram. I'm not one of these guys that's really into like thirst trap gram.
But I do
follow one, and she's very attractive. And I know she has a Patreon where she gets naked, but I don't have that. But if anybody does have any of that from her pay account, just go ahead
check out what they were revealing to the world.
Yeah. And it's, you know, obviously they're like, we're supporting breast cancer. And I'm sure that's a noble cause. But really they were there to promote themselves, and God love them. You know, remember back in the day, Morgana, the kissing bandit.
She was disgusting.
She was so disgusting.
I mean, I enjoyed it as a kid because I just liked the interruption and she's kissing. But my God, this is not good.
No, she was so gross. And she had huge tits.
If you asked a 9-year-old what a hot woman would be, he would design, like, if you gave him a police sketch artist, he would describe Morgana. No, she's got to have like bigger, like triple the size of those boobs. Keep going.
Cartoonishly giant cans. She was so gross. And also, she was just allowed to run out on the field. I don't understand.
It was creepy. It was creepy. Let's finish our last sports story with my favorite sport, college football. New Mexico quarterback suspended indefinitely after getting caught jerking off while driving around a campus parking garage.
Is this now, Ed? I was never in a fraternity. I know you were.
Seems like he's doing this on his own.
This isn't like a, well, because there's no like if there's always some sort of a gay aspect to fraternity hazing. So if they're like drive around and jerk off in the parking lot,
you're not wrong that would be something that's, you would hear those types of things. But I will just say, just a day before Jones started in New Mexico's loss to Wyoming, a woman noticed a male driver cruising past her several times inside an on-campus parking structure. As she walked from her vehicle to the structure's exit, the male then stopped his vehicle in the driving lanes. While approaching the vehicle, the woman noticed the man's front passenger window was down and asked, "Are you good?" The male subject responded, "No. Can you give me 10 seconds?
Oh, no. This is...
Then she approached the window. Oh, no. She immediately turned and walked away as she observed the male was pleasuring himself.
No. This could be like a Kellen Winslow Jr. situation. This is how these things start.
It's fast out of there.
Yeah, this is how these things... Not good. Okay.
It's time for non-sports. A segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Segment.
Ed, what's happening in non-sports?
I do want to go back to that World Series game I just remembered. Big story from that was when Trump got booed, all of the outpouring of people saying, "Hey, you know, we got to show some respect. We can't do this." And it's like, this fucking jabroni has been doing nothing but spreading hate for years.
No, he's a real prick.
Like, he's a wrestling heel trying to, you know, gin up anger, and it's okay to boo somebody that's his whole MO is no, to get one side booing the other.
He's fundamentally a piece of shit in his heart, in his core. So fuck him.
Right.
Boo the fuck out of him.
Well, I enjoyed that booing. And also I read that he has claimed several times over the years that he was scouted by the Yankees and Phillies and Red Sox, and he just wanted to get into finance. I mean, Jesus, he's like a sixth grader who comes back from camp and has like lies about girls he's betted.
Yeah, well, so he's the only president that hasn't thrown out a first pitch.
Well, he could have gone pro, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Doesn't he claim that he like played ball at Penn or something? But there's like no pictures?
I think there is evidence, like, even though I was not the biggest sports by Brooks fan, somebody just recently said he dug up his high school box scores, and he, like, got one hit in the five box scores they could find.
Well, so that's okay.
So he didn't play.
Yeah, but he could throw. We're assuming he can throw. Like George W. Bush, he could get it up there with a little movement.
He had a good arm. I don't think Obama ever smoked one in. Bush W. definitely did.
Yeah. Obama got out there and did it, at least. You know, and he wasn't a baseball guy. But this Trump claims to be a fucking baseball guy. Get on the fucking bump, puss.
Yeah.
Fucking throw it up there. I'd be fucking hard to throw it up there. Like, I would want – if I was a president of the United States and I got to throw out the first fucking pitch – I'd be out there throwing that fucking – I'd be warming up. I'd be throwing it around the Rose Garden, and then I'd get out there and I'd fucking throw some heat up to the plate.
That fucking jabroni hasn't thrown anything in like 50 years.
Because I'm a man. I can throw a fucking baseball. Now, I haven't thrown a baseball in a long time, but I guarantee you I could go out there right now and fucking throw it to the catcher from the mound.
I will say that if it was an empty stadium – I would be fully confident I could hit the strike zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with the crowd watching, I gotta say I might be a little wild.
Yeah.
Just because I'd be like juiced up for it would be no big deal to just say, can you throw 60 feet? And they never do. They always do it like
from the front of the mound.
Yeah.
From the front of the mound.
But anyway, it would not be a challenge to throw 60 feet. Like, I'm not worried about doing a 50 cent, but I might be a little high or, you know, whatever. But the fact that he won't try, fuck him. He deserved to be booed. And anyone who's still defending him, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, totally. Fuck him. He's a prick.
So we're in Halloween, fall, pumpkin season, and there is a neighborhood vandal that stole a pumpkin and returned it with the word penis carved into it. The word.
Hero.
I mean, if you walked outside and you saw your pumpkin said penis in it, that would make your day.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
That would be great.
I mean, it would be better if they carved an actual dong into it. That would be pretty funny. But the word penis,
it's
funny
hilarious. Word. Yeah. Great, it's a great word.
No, it's great.
Here's a story that we all knew was coming. Explosion at gender reveal party kills Iowa grandma.
I mean, it's kind of sad that it was the grandma.
It's sad that it was the grandma because, you know, her generation wasn't pulling this bullshit off. No. However,
they were also having a kid every year. They'd have to do one every single year.
That's true. I've said it before. I've only cared about the gender of two children in the history of Earth.
Same.
And I only kind of cared. Like, if it was the opposite sex, I'd be all
right. 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 Well, yeah, same. My only thing was that I didn't want to be asked for a third. Like, if the second one came out, like, you have two boys, I think that's fine. And I had a boy, and then I was
like, try for a girl.
Right. I was concerned that I was going to have another boy and then be asked for a third. And really, I think statistically, if you have two of one thing, there's something like a 75% chance that the third one's going to be the same unless you take action. So that was my only concern, is just get it done and get out of the game. But I could imagine, like, remember, like, a woman used to have a baby shower, and that's like a fucking free Sunday for you. Oh, I got Becky's baby shower. Remember, I got Becky's baby shower on Sunday. So like if you want to make a tea time or go to the sports bar and watch football, like you're all good. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, but you know what? It's a couple's shower. So it's the husbands are coming. So like, I don't want to be the only one that doesn't have, and I don't think I've ever been to a couple shower, but I've heard of them. And then, but now and then it used to be, remember you'd get married and then the night before the wedding, there would be a rehearsal dinner. And that was it. But then now there's an engagement party where you get engaged and then you have like a barbecue to celebrate the engagement. Oof. And it's just like
a lot
more. And now there's these gender reveals where there's like, oh, so we're having a baby shower for Becky, but also. But
it's just amazing that anyone would give a shit.
Nobody gives a
like,
fuck.
Like my best friend, you know, has had a couple of kids in the last, or is going to have a kid. And it's like, I'm happy for he and his wife for having a baby. But why would I give a shit what the gender of the kid is? Why do I care? Like, it's, you know.
Be happy either way.
Just hopefully they have healthy babies. But, like, why? It doesn't – what somebody else's – what kid they have, a boy or a girl, it won't affect your life at all.
Do not care. Okay, what else?
Crazy. Florida man arrested for having sex with a stuffed Olaf from Frozen at Target.
Again, this is something they arrest you for in Florida? Is it because he didn't have...
Like, I mean, what is he supposed to fuck his pet alligator?
Right,
you're going to have to find something soft.
Right, they're like, hey, we heard you're fucking this Olaf in here. What kind of jet ski do you have? And he's like, oh, it's broken down. And they're like, well, obviously, right. But is it Kawasaki? Is it, is it Yamaha?
How many cars do you have in your front yard?
Right. Right. What is your what type of tin is your domicile made of before we investigate this further? That's Frozen. So wouldn't like there's princesses in Frozen, right?
Yeah, but what I would say is they're girls. I mean, he's not a pedo.
No, they're.
I would say as
they're getting married in Frozen.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
I thought it was, well, okay, but still, if as plush stuffed animals go, I gotta think that white snowman's gonna be pretty soft.
I mean, sure.
I would say Olaf. If I had to pick my top 10 stuffed animals to fuck, Olaf was gonna be in the top 10.
Do you think he hit it with a juiced it with a jar of Vaseline or something? I think it's an Olaf seems like it'd be pretty dry.
Or was he fucking or was he using the carrot from Olaf on himself?
Oh, because Olaf's got like a carrot nose.
Right? He's a snowman. I saw the movie once.
Yes.
And I know he's a snowman, so he's got to have a carrot nose.
So maybe he was being pegged by Olaf.
You don't know what these bath salts are telling you to do. You just got to do what it says.
Yeah. It's Florida. It's shocked that it doesn't. That's probably the most of the Olafs in that particular Target are getting fucked at some point. It's just his mistake was he did it in the store.
I went to high school and there was an exchange student named Olaf and he was, I believe German. And, he got mighty grabby with all the women, all the girls in high school. And, he kind of had to be shown the door.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. He was he was there for maybe half a year or a year, and the word got out. Like, Olaf got real grabby.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he sent him home, but he just wasn't allowed out of the house as much.
So he'd, like, come to parties, like keggers.
Yeah, and he was grabby. And this was, you know, 25 years before me, too. But Olaf was pretty grabby. People didn't like it.
Yeah.
Southwest flight attendant caught pilots watching bathroom live stream in a lawsuit.
Saw this. I guess she went into the, well, we don't call it the cockpit anymore, the flight deck. And she saw one of the pilots looking at, there was an iPad up in the, it sounds like they might have been like setting something up. There was an iPad up in the flight deck, and she could see the captain was in taking a piss, and she could see him on the iPad. And then, see, this is a problem.
So he was testing it out. They were testing it out.
Right? And then the first officer, or whatever, is like, she's like, "What's that?" And he's like, "Oh, it's a new system that we have to monitor the bathroom area. So it's just don't worry about it." And the chick was wise to that. She's like, "Oh no, that's a fucking iPad. I can see what's going on there."
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not condoning this. But it's one thing if somebody is trying to film a dressing room.
Yeah.
So they're just like looking at, they're trying to check out naked.
Right.
But this is, there are like 6 year olds going to urinate
disgusting.
In there.
It's disgusting.
Shit. Like, what, you want to see somebody take a shit?
It's disgusting.
I mean,
it's
never see me because I've never taken a shit on an airplane.
I haven't. It's disgusting. It's not like chicks are getting undressed and like pushing their tits together for the camera. Yeah. And like,
I mean, is there a more disgusting place than the lavatory on a airplane?
And if
and
you,
a Southwest one at that.
And if you're one of these guys that wants these kind of videos, you got to just do what Paul Walkoff HBP does and send an email to Lisa Bizzle and just say, "Hey, I'm willing to pay the going rate of $300 to
Would you mind curling one out on my chest?
Yeah, get some scat videos going. Okay, what else?
St. Louis cop was told to tone down your gayness. Now he could get nearly $20 million.
Well, it's the world we live in. I mean, I could obviously people should be allowed to be who they are, but I mean, if we
opened the show talking about how we don't want people living a lie.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to live in too much truth either.
I kind of would like kind of a set of rules on every office wall saying tone down your everything.
Yeah, because if they're out like investigating a crime scene, because imagine like
he's doing like the West Side Story.
Yeah. Imagine, you know, that scene that there's that famous scene you can see it on YouTube where McNulty and Bunk they're investigating that crime scene where the girl got shot through the window, and they're like see all the bullet holes and they're figuring out the angles, and they're just like fuck.
Yeah, they say fuck like 100 times.
Fuck, it's a really great scene.
Brilliant.
Now, imagine if instead of McNulty and Bunk, it was Bunk and Jim J. Bullock. I mean, it's would kind of like, change the vibe a little bit.
Yeah, just tone down. But it's the same thing, you know, that amazing picture that came out a couple weeks ago where somebody goes, "This is the most Italian family of all time."
That was so good.
Did you see that one?
So good.
Like, I want them to tone. I want everybody to tone it down. Yeah. I want my family, you know, 90% of my family, to tone down them being Irish. Like, it's some fucking badge of honor. And we're Irish. Yeah. Yeah. Go Notre Dame. It's like, calm down. Yeah. Everybody needs to calm down about everything.
No. So, okay. Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah. Let's do like pick two more and then we'll jump. We'll bring in Fancy Sauce.
Okay.
Oh, so you can hear her in the background, even though she hasn't been introduced.
And she just joined. Okay. Just join and we'll do a couple stories.
Joining us now is everybody's favorite pop culture correspondent. She comes on here nearly every week, talks about gossip, celebrity news, all of the above. Everybody's favorite, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Hey. Hey, Kate. Doing my
thing.
Just doing some bong hits from the bong.
Hits from the bong. Okay.
What's up, guys?
Hey, very nice to have you.
What's happening?
Ed, what else is going on
here?
What
have I joined in on?
Well, let's hear.
Well, you know, the appeal of the new iPhone is pretty strong with some people. A Chinese teen who sold a kidney for an iPhone is now bedridden for life.
2019 is wild.
China. Shit is fucking weird in China. Let's admit it.
Come on. It was like, well, we have two of these, right? So
yeah.
No thought on, I would like to know who they went to get that surgery. But also, like, you know, they're just, you might have complications. So,
not yeah, I got idea. Some aging ovaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just
I want the new iPhone.
The, you know what still fucks me up every time I hear about a kidney transplant is when I learned at one point that they don't take the old kidney out. They just strap yeah. They just strap in the new one and they just fucking leave the old one right where it is to wither inside your body.
That's so weird. Oh, that
and so some people get multiple kidney transplants because they've
got just a bunch of.
So you have like a graveyard of kidneys
yes. in there? Reabsorb or something?
I think it like shrivels because it's not being, there's no blood feeding it anymore, but still.
Is there enough room at first for like all those kidneys before right. they shrivel
and
up?
And also, how much, like a kidney. It's probably weighs, I don't know, 7-8 ounces.
I'll be out. I don't fuck want it. Any more.
Yeah.
I don't want any more.
I'm trying to get under 190 here at some point. And if I got a bunch of fucking kidneys weighing me down in there, I mean, that would just the fucking yeah, like, psychology.
Hey, you like a couple extra sandbags in there?
Brutal. Awful.
Just side note.
What?
Mia?
Yes.
Kate? Have you guys listened yet to that new podcast from Wondery called Bad Batch about the bad stem cells?
No.
Oh, God,
people were like growing teeth in their shoulder and stuff.
I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
This lady's kidney was probably, shutting down.
Probably listen to it on my road trip with yeah. you. If Ed, before we move on, if
I've listened to it, you can't listen to it with me.
If, well, I'll never know that. If Ed, an iPhone is going for a kidney, what do you trade to get an Android phone? Like just some lint from your pocket?
Toenails.
Yeah, yes, like anything that just like some little bit of hair left over from your haircut.
A loogie.
Yes, right.
That's right. Barbershop floor, just a sweep up.
Cutting.
What's the yeah. deal with a new iPhone? Do I need it?
No.
No.
Idea, right?
Michelle just got it because we had a
it was time.
Kind of a shake up in the family. Our kids get the old ones.
Yeah.
And so one of them broke and it was like, all right,
it's time.
I guess it's ready to get a new one.
You were doing
and he gets it.
It's got
a man stabbed his wife
yeah.
because he was offended by her Facebook post complaining about how husbands treat their wives.
Oh, it's like Inception. It's like
say that again.
Okay.
So a wife
yep.
posted a Facebook post about how husbands mistreat their wives.
Okay.
Her husband didn't like it, and so he stabbed his wife for posting that.
That's very meta.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it.
Oh, and one last one.
Yeah.
We've trashed this show in the past, and we should continue to. All three Wheel of Fortune contestants were unable to solve the following.
I'm looking right at it. Okay,
the Q. And there's a missing letter.
Can I see?
ESTION. And R space MAINS. So the. Estion remains.
What were the guesses?
One was the question reminds, someone said.
Like R-I?
Yeah, like they don't know how to spell reminds because yeah. they already giving mains. a couple of them just swallowed their tongue, I guess. They just
that's so good. That's but some of those motherfuckers can get it with like just two letters.
Yeah.
Like if it's a well-known phrase, they're just, they're players.
Well, they've studied that phrase book.
Yeah. Is that how they get them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's a dumb show for dumb people.
That's great. That's sure. awesome. Okay. Couple quick emails. Ed and Kate, please have Brian read this, even though it is not directed at him. Does Kate hate You're Beautiful? You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Is that the song? because it is a reminder of days past hearing it come up in her roommate's bedroom as a way to muffle David Spade's grumping during a load dump. Love the show. Easily in my top 20 of podcasts I listen to. That is from Paul.
Poor Spade. I kind of feel bad that I've talked about him.
I don't think he cares.
He definitely doesn't care.
I'm sure he probably doesn't remember his. There's so many.
He probably would.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to rally up with him. But so just for the record, is David Spade a loudcomer?
Who's that loudcomer? Coming that was all over.
Deafeningly loud in my ears. So, stop. You know I hate that song.
Is David Spade? We don't know if he's a loudcomer.
No, because she was so loud, she drowned people out.
Oh, really? She wanted to let...
She was a real performer.
She wanted to let people know she was having a good time. Okay, fantastic email. And I'll, Paul, also I like how you style your email with the sent from my iPhone. So I know you're not filth. Thank you for that.
Also, that's such a dad move.
Yeah, totally. You can take that off. You know
can
that,
turn
right?
that off,
yeah.
buddy.
Ballers, it's been a while, but please don't think that I don't think of you guys every day.
Better.
Daily's Choice. Oh, hold on. I wasn't ready.
Davy's choice, it's a choice I make. Davy's choice, watch me shiver while you shake.
How have I never heard that song?
What do you mean? You play it all the time.
You do?
Well, we haven't had a Daily's Choice in a while. Daily's Choice, for those of you that don't know, if you're new to the show, this is a game where Ed Daly walks up to a urinal. At either side of him at the urinal is a well-known person. He only has a brief moment to glimpse the package. On either side of him, he's got to pick one. At the urinal, Ed, who surrounds mm-hmm. you but mega hotties, Chris Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor, and Hugh Jackman, a.k.a. Wolverine, both from the island nation of Australia.
Yeah.
Best place.
Which dong do you devour, you know, with your eyes?
Definitely Thor. I'm a big fan. I've never seen Thor.
It's gorgeous. I saw
it. But he's gorgeous. And I will say that a lot of people didn't like it. I found the more recent Vacation to be pretty funny. Like I caught it somewhere.
Ed Helms, yeah?
Yeah, I found it like to be just goofy and funny. There's a great scene with him in it where I know they're putting in a giant piece in, you know, for the scene, but that movie implies he's packing some serious heat. I know it's, you know, they put a big dong in there, but I'm curious about that dude. I would definitely take a look.
This is actually a fantastic Daily's Choice because I mean, I want to see them both. They're both like jacked dudes.
Yeah. They're big dudes, but
make sure you tag this hashtag, Hemsworth tag this podcast with enormous. Hashtag homoerotic.
Yes. Hemsworth's much younger.
Yeah.
But they're both jacked.
Bigger, too.
Yeah.
They're jacked, but I think he's got, I think he's got a much bigger frame. Hemsworth. He's got to be packing.
Yeah, because Hugh Jackman's like 6'4".
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big dude.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a true Daily's Choice. Kate McManus, you're Aussie. Imagine you've seen your fair share of Australian penises in your day.
I've seen them all.
Can you, who are you picking in this Daily's Choice?
I'd go with Hemsworth.
Because he's younger and straighter.
Yeah, and he's cute. And he dated Miley Cyrus. And
no, that's
nope,
Liam.
That's his brother.
Chris
well,
Hemsworth.
Yeah, they're both interchangeable yes. in my head. Yeah, okay. So,
sure. This email continues. Please, there's more to come here. Please include fancy sauce on this question.
I'm here.
Okay.
Which of these celebs do you think are the loudest comers?
Who's that loud comer?
One of these people has been featured as a loud comer before, and I just picture him being the loudest comer of all time. I won't.
Such an aggressive song.
The best.
It's not. It's. You're lucky there's no scoop it ups in this episode. Or there hasn't been one so far. Kate McManus.
Okay.
Which of these celebs do you think is the loudest comer? The aforementioned Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, the most motivating human being ever to live.
Yep.
Ashton Kutcher from... I don't think I've ever seen Ashton Kutcher in something. I know who he is.
I saw that prank show he was on.
Right.
You
I
never
do,
saw an episode of that 70s show?
Never saw that 70s.
I've seen a couple of those. It's
nope.
Mm-mm. I've seen that too. Yeah.
I definitely saw the Punked where Justin Timberlake cried because they were taking his Plymouth Prowler.
I can't really remember anything else.
And the third loudcomer is, in fact, Justin Timberlake. Please discuss in detail, he says. Kate McManus, of those three, who would be the loudest comer?
Timberlake, followed by The Rock, just because he's super passionate.
Yeah.
And then
he's a man of great passion.
Ashton Kutcher, just because he's just so blah.
His Iowan. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Ed Daly, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I feel like Timberlake would try to put some sort of Michael Jackson squeal affectation into his move. It would be very annoying, whatever he does. The Rock, he'd be positive, but he would be like the guy in Moana. He'd be like singing while he does it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Welcome.
He'd make you feel really good.
And then Kutcher, I think, would probably be just sort of regular. Just
a regular white guy coming. Justin Timberlake, we should remind everyone, planned his own wedding where he also performed.
His wife is an anti-vaxxer too.
Right. He basically made himself the bride at the wedding. He planned all the details of, and then he also sang for all the guests. So he's the fucking loudest comer of all time. And then after he shoots a load, he does no work. He's not concerned with Beale's pleasure at all. And then he's like, "How was I?" And she's like, "Well, you know, I didn't really get there." And he's like, no. Like, "How'd I look? Like, did you see the face I made when I was ejaculating? Like, what'd you think of that face? Like, it's a pretty good face. Should I do it next time I'm on Jimmy Fallon? My best friend, Jimmy Fallon. We're doing a hilarious
I'm not afraid to wear
bit.
A wig. I'm funny.
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm wearing a silly wig."
Right. And then Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, he would make you feel really good about yourself when he's like, "I'm ejaculating here and you just made me feel so good. I'm so proud of you. You can do anything you want. You're amazing." Then he has a cheat meal. Okay. This email continues. So here's my idea for you. As an outro to your fantastic show, when you're all done with your backslapping and self-congratulating, I think you should then add on Manuel's full unedited voicemails with three S's from that week for all of Manuel's fans! ! Poor guy gives you so much of his soul each week, and you just boil it down to slivers of sound bites when he just may have so much more to offer.
Is this from Manuel?
Also, while I'm here, can I please request more end zone celebrating and backslapping at the end of each episode for doing the great job that you do? That is from Toe Cutter, # Team Patreon.
We can definitely fulfill that request.
Fantastic.
I love Toe Cutter.
Just this Manuel didn't call in this week, but maybe next week we'll do the outro of his outro.
Off,
no, he's a great guy. Okay. Thank you for that, Toe Cutter, # Team Patreon. Kate McManus, you are here. You have all the info. What is going on in the world of pop culture?
All I need, she's like a She69. Juggalos and the beat. It's Korean hook fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read. Cause it's all I need.
Kate McManus.
Hey, Kate, anything? Just that song reminds me. Anything on Korean Hulk? How's he doing? Is he with Lohan?
I don't
No,
I unfollowed him. And this Korean Hulk, I'm concerned. He's definitely not.
Remember, we had a very Korean Hulk, like, buzzing maybe 2 months span. We had a lot of Korean Hulk
Korean
content.
Hulk's trending anymore. I'll do some Googling.
I think he flew too close to the sun.
I think Korean Hulk might be one of these fake weights guys, which is an epidemic in the bodybuilding Instagram world.
You mean like popcorn muscles kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. They buy fake weights off the internet, so they make it look like he's like, oh, I'm about to bench.
Like he's just like full of saline, right?
Right. Yeah. They're like, I'm gonna bench 625 right now. He's got big muscles, but he's got kind of like what Ed's saying is he's a little juiced. He's probably not as strong as he makes himself out to be. But I could be wrong.
Like fake strong.
Are you saying he's kind of like the bad guy in Karate Kid 2 with the fake weights on the vegetable stand?
Yeah,
I'm so dumb.
Like
I didn't
Chosen.
Even know you could do that.
Like Chosen.
So you can have big muscles that don't work.
They're
not that strong.
You can be really strong and really cut and really fit. And there's not many people in the world that can bench press more than 350 pounds.
Popcorn muscles when, like, yeah, you look big, but you're not going to do shit with them.
Right. And a lot of times the strongest guys, actually pretty much all of the time, the strongest guys are not super jacked. They're like kind of fat looking because they have to eat so much food to be that strong.
I work with
you know who used to get described as that? David Boston. Remember the big receiver?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he's a real pussy.
He's a really nice guy. And he is a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And he eats. I took a picture of his bowl of cereal, his bowl of Chex the other day. Because it was like a massive like container of Chex.
Yeah.
And with like a protein powder
base. Yeah.
Milk.
Uh-huh.
Or like
shut up.
Water, some kind of
He's definitely one of those dudes that carries the big jugs, like gallon jugs of water to the gym.
Probably three quarters of a box of Chex.
Wow.
And that was just his breakfast.
Wow. And then what else does he eat?
I see
like lots of chicken,
like,
I bet.
Yeah, like a lot of chicken and just, I don't know, gross amounts
of
food.
He loves his notepad at the gym.
Oh, for sure. He's got all the details. I would recommend that anybody that hasn't seen it, watch the Ronnie Coleman documentary on Netflix. Ronnie Coleman, Mr. Olympia, I think 7 or 8 times, one of the greatest bodybuilders in history. Fantastic documentary. And that man, when he was training, he would eat. Kate's got a picture of the bowl of Chex.
I had to like low pro take it.
I'm sure he doesn't
care.
I'm
not sure if that does it justice. It's kind of
no. It's pretty
like
big.
A giant salad bowl he eats out of.
Yeah,
I put that on my.
It's like a giant Tupperware.
I put that on my story.
It looks like it might have an entire box of Chex in it. Okay, Kate, what's going on in the world?
Okay, this story kind of bums me out because it's about Ben Affleck. He's fallen off the wagon.
Ben Affleck,
who can get it forever and ever and ever
from you?
Yes.
What?
Totally.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
No, this is the first I've ever heard that.
So handsome.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not
I mean,
sure about like him when he's like puffy, and like kind of drunk face, but he's good looking.
Ed, what were you saying?
The side view in Gone Girl.
Yeah, he's had a shiny, chubbed up cock in Gone Girl. He's a great looking guy.
So he was caught on video drunkenly stumbling out of a charity Halloween party Saturday night in Hollywood. He then hightailed it with a lady friend who turned out to be some musician called Katie Cherry. They popped into the Commerce Casino.
Oh, fuck.
Where
the Commerce Casino.
Where Ben got 20,000 in chips in 12 minutes, won 1,500, and exited the joint.
Oh, really? That was a quick.
He's
wasn't
pretty
there
good.
To play.
He's so good at poker. He's been banned from the Hard Rock. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for blackjack.
Yeah.
Not for poker.
Or wait. I don't know. He's just banned.
Yeah, they don't ban you for winning money at poker because you're just winning it from the other players.
She went to the Berklee College of Music.
But
she's 33 years old.
You can get banned for blackjack.
Oh, for sure, yeah. For counting cards.
Because like they think you're counting cards.
Yeah, even though they have an advantage over you, if you turn the advantage towards yourself, they'll ask you to leave.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Seems fair. Anyway, he's acknowledged that he had a slip up and that it's not going to let him he's not going to let that derail him.
Just drink, dude.
So
no, but it's a bummer that he's got his demons.
Yeah.
Right? And he had a rough time. And he, who's he got to apologize to?
I don't know.
Should be, you know, if he hurt his family,
yeah,
or whatever, apologize to them. But fans of Ben Affleck, they don't owe an apology because
totally.
The guy slipped up.
I don't think he's saying sorry. He's just saying like, yeah, I mean, I slipped up. It happens. Whatever. And I'm not going to let it derail me. Yeah. And that was all he said.
That is part of, and anybody that'll tell you, that is part of recovery. You fall off, you get back on, and you working it. It works if you work it.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Christie Brinkley's, so supermodel, swimsuit, sports.
Do you think you need to explain to us who Christie Brinkley is? Because
I'm giving people that don't know some context.
We all jacked off to her.
There might be a couple of people out there that don't know.
She was in Vacation.
The hottest woman.
So she was married and had children with a gentleman named Peter Cook.
He's a real piece of shit. He's like a hedge fund guy.
Who's 60?
Is he the guy who's jacking off in front of Snapchat? Chat roulette.
He did have something. Did he? Yes, I think he did back in the day.
He and Brinkley split in 2006 when he was caught having an affair with his 18-year-old office clerk.
Wow. That's nice. What, he was like 19 at the time? 25 maybe? No, he wasn't. Okay.
No, not even close.
Yes.
His second ex, who's now in her 40s, accused him of having a secret pathological predilection for young women.
Mm-hmm.
They divorced in 2014 after 2 years of marriage.
Yes.
Now,
keep going.
He's engaged to marry 21-year-old Alba Junkoo. Oh. He's 60. She's 21.
Wow.
Alba's dad is 51. Her fiance is 60.
Yeah. Hey, true love doesn't know age.
They're soulmates.
True love doesn't know age.
He must have so much to talk about.
They've taken these really sick engagement photos in Greece where they're both wearing like white outfits. She's got a special white dress on. And they're very posed and curated and yeah, it's really something.
I'm pretty sure he's got a lot of money.
Also, Peter's new fiance is the same age as his daughter with Christie Brinkley.
So that's
probably not weird. Sailor's probably not going to have any daddy issues.
Not at all. Well, I hope everything works out for everyone.
Game of Thrones screenwriters David Benioff and D.B. Weiss reportedly walked away from a blockbuster deal with Disney's Lucasfilm to launch a Star Wars film trilogy. Sorry, how many fucking Star Wars movies do we need inflicted on us?
Oh,
why are they still making them?
Why make anything? I mean, this is like a fantasy universe that like, as long as they keep making $1 billion, they're just going to keep going.
Trilogy?
In addition to, I don't know.
Anyway, apparently.
This is, they're closing up this storyline and they're going to keep making these movies until after our death. It just makes money.
Yeah.
It's like superheroes.
Sure.
Yeah. The one with the Rogue One. That one was pretty good. I like that one.
I guess if they make
money. The one with
that's your reason.
Emo Vader. The guy from Girls. Not so good.
It's good. No, I think it's good.
Do you think these guys got fired from Star Wars because the Lucasfilm people saw Jason Stewart's tweets about his angry tweets about season 8 of Game of Thrones?
And they were angry tweets. I missed those.
Oh yeah, he's very mad online still about
perturbed.
Season 8 of Game. It wasn't written properly. And they were very lazy about it and he's mad.
They were too busy with their 9-figure deal with Netflix to work on the Star Wars movie, so
Which one of them gets balls deep with the taller guy, right?
Yeah, the taller guy,
handsome guy with Amanda Peet.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
Okay, Benioff and Weiss. I got some good, exciting news.
Oh, let's hear it.
Jeremy Piven pivoting to stand-up comedy.
Oh, I've heard this.
I need to see of it. If it's online,
his jokes are gonna be like he talks really fast. And just talks fast. And that's
dropping in different clubs in NYC.
I know that. I think I heard on a podcast once that Jeremy Piven hosted a Super Bowl party one year and paused the game like in the middle of the game to show everybody like a clip or trailer of something that he was working on.
Also, never forget, he may or may not have hit my friend up a couple of years ago on Raya.
He's
known for shoe shopping.
He's known for that, though. Like he's he's kind of like a grocer Spade, right?
Also, forgot to mention this detail. Peter Cook's new 21-year-old fiance,
yes,
also dated Piven.
Shut up! Wow, sloppy seconds. Well, I can't wait to see his Netflix special. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
M&M's revealed that the Secret Service actually did interview him about threatening Trump lyrics.
Yeah.
Some documents confirm.
Ooh. Is this that a cappella thing that he did that was like in a parking lot? Because it was not an easy watch. I heard he rapped along while they were reading the...
While the interviewers were reading it, he rapped along as the verse was read.
Yeah.
But is this...
Funny. Question. That's funny.
Is this at the... behest of Trump, or is like
are they really just investigating?
The TMZ reporter sent an email that linked to a Hill article about the lyrics apparently requesting comment, which was interpreted as a concerned citizen flagging the rapper as a potential threat. So
yeah, I think they like if there's any kind of threat to the president, they come knock on your door and just make sure you're not
lyrics.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
Last but not least, Jane Fonda, 82.
Yeah.
Legend.
Doing those step videos.
Legend.
And also so punk rock. So she
made a decade she was married to Ted Turner.
That was kind of weird.
That was a weird phase. So she made a pledge to get arrested every Friday in order to draw attention to the climate crisis. She appears to be sticking to her word. Speaking to the Post, Washington Post, she said, I'm going to take my body, which is kind of famous and popular right now because of the show that she's on, Grace and Frankie.
Oof.
And I'm going to D.C. and I'm going to have a rally every Friday. It'll be called Fire Drill Friday. We're going to engage in civil disobedience and we're going to get arrested every Friday.
I think that's awesome.
So she got arrested this last Friday. While she was supposed to be accepting a BAFTA lifetime, some sort of lifetime achievement award. So she said on camera, there were cameras there. She said, thank you. I'm sorry I'm not there. Thank you for the Stanley Kubrick Britannia Award for Excellence in Film. I'm very honored. Sorry I'm not there. She's like, I'm being, while she was dragged off in handcuffs. Truly iconic.
Yes. Is this the same thing where Ted Danson got arrested?
Yes.
Because I saw him were together.
Good for that.
What a, you know,
what,
2019.
What a legend he is,
it's great.
Said it before.
Great.
It's wild.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. Yes. I love it.
So that's my weekly news roundup.
Excellent job.
Yeah, it was a good job.
Great job by everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were great today.
I really feel like I took this show and
I might start coming on earlier.
I removed its panties slowly and I just softly rubbed the heel
and does this make you uncomfortable
of my palm on
it
on its mound until I could tell that it was getting warm. And then I thrust myself inside
the show. Yeah, I got a semi just hearing this thing.
And made it feel like the best show it could ever feel like. That's what I feel like happened today. I don't think anybody would disagree with me.
Yeah. Great time to be live.
No, it's great. It's fantastic.
People get to how much do they pay to download this show?
It's nothing. It's free. It's free.
This is free?
All they have to do is rate and review it and fucking email an episode to their friends once in a while. You know? That's all you gotta do.
Mm.
Hey, listen to this show.
Doesn't seem like we're asking much.
No, it's not much. It's not much at all. Okay. Excellent job all the way around for Kay McManus, for Ed Daly, for myself. I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 292.
Holy.
That's a lot of the show. We will see you next week.
LS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.